you know, you cannot dispute the fact that the Conservative government did not pay out fishermen's compensation, which we should have done. I have family connections with the fishing industry, and obviously I'm aware of that fact. The one thing which I have to agree with Andrew on here is that it is actually very, very unusual that someone who is now one of Blair's project, his seat seems to get the compensation much more quickly than Grimsby does, represented by a man who has not been part of Blair's project. What I did find actually quite offensive at the time was when the first payments were made, was that the local Labour MPs were given bottles of champagne and the cheques to go and make the first payments. And yet now, months later, we are still waiting for many of these families to receive their money. Well, I haven't interrupted either of you two. You and Shane McIsaac were given bottles of champagne and the cheques to go and deliver it. It was in the Evening Telegraph. Now, if you're going to take part in a photo opportunity distributing funds of that way, then why aren't you going to be doing it with all the other benefits? Because, you know, I'm sure a lot of pensioners would like a bottle of champagne with their payment.
Can you deal very, very big? Our caller's waiting on other topics. Can you deal very
big? We weren't given bottles of champagne. I bought one and Shona bought one to present to the ones who were first because it seemed to me an occasion to celebrate.
Right. Well, is it usual for government compensation to be distributed via MPs? I don't think it is.
We had to give hope to the other fishermen that it would follow quickly, and publicity to the fact that the applications had to be in and the money was flowing. It's